This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone to another week here at the Agudat Yisrael. First of all, you might notice on the wall a new addition. There's a wonderful skula for parnasa and good health to say the keteris from a klaf. And I had bought a klaf with the intent of hanging it up in the shul. And my new son Simcha came down here once and he said, you know, Ty, I was looking to buy you a present. Could I get you a case for your klaf? He saw the klaf, he thought I bought it for myself. So I said, I didn't buy it for myself. I actually have a small one in my talis bag. I bought it for the Kehillah, so anybody who wants could come and read from it. They have it in many shuls. They have it in Klosenberg. They have it in different shuls. So this morning, my son Simcha surprised me and came down. He actually hung it, and he put it up. And there's you'll see in the corner, there's a little gold strip there. It's a matana from his yeshiva, Teiras Chesed. Anyway, please avail yourself of it. If you want the skula, you just say it from the klaf, and it should be a skula for everybody. Also, literally, under Rich's direction, the electrician burnt the midnight oil last night, and I really mean the midnight oil, because he came down here and he didn't know that I was had a double daf and a Mishneh Yomis. So he waited until the double daf and the Mishneh Yomis was over. And then my wife said to me, when I went upstairs for Malav Malka, what's the banging downstairs? And so now our board is up and ready for anybody who wants to dedicate a plaque. Okay, we are progressing towards the finale of Seidu Kachim. It's really amazing. Here in the shul, Rabbi said, we started brachas here in the shul with the Mishneh Yomis. We're on the cusp of finishing Shas. With the next Masechta, with Kinim, we will have finished 5/6 of Shas here in Fairways. And we have a big job to do for the next few weeks with Masechtas Kinim. It's one of the hardest types of learning. Yitz Hashem will have a Siyata Dishmai. I always say, the skus of the rabbim gives the Rebbe the koyach to be able to teach things. Right now we're dedicated by the Fisher family, the Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbi Shlom Ben Avraham Halevi, Peor Bas Ruvain. We're also dedicated Lina Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim Lefu Shalai Mephil Yom Hashmei Chai Sar Yaakov Ben Basi Aleah for the schus of Avram Yom Benish Bamalk Yehudis and family. We're dedicated by Yol Klugman and family. We're also dedicated the Rufu Shalema for Avigdor Ayyaban Rifkin, the Baschai Sori, Yitzhak Ben Sima Dusha, Rifka Bashir Aleya, Shmuel Ben Yaman Ben Shir Aleya, Chana Bashar Shabin, Moshmeh Ben Esther Fradel, Meir Ben Chai Sora. They should have a Rufu Shalema, Besek Shechel Yisrael. Now we said that around the perimeter of the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim were a series of 38 cells. Now, these cells were three stories high, and each one got wider by an amma. And the way it got wider by an amma is the bottom one was 5, and then the next one, the floor was 6 ammas, and the thickness of the wall of the Kodesh was indented an amma to hold that extra amma and to support it. And then the uppermost one was 7 amas, and again the thickness of the wall of the Kodesh and the wall of the Kodesh Kedoshim was indented again to hold that amma. And that's what the Mishnah tells us here in Mishnah Dalet. Hatachtoina chamisha, the bottom cell was 5 amas, v'roivet shisha, and then on top of it was a platform which was 6 amas wide, which was held in place by the wall of the Kodesh being indented one amma, and va'emtzaya shisha, the middle cell was six. Then on top of that was a verovet sheva, was a platform of seven. Perek dalad mishnah dalad, a platform of seven. Va'elyayna sheva, and the upper cell was seven amas. Shenemar, because this floor plan is given us beferish in the pasuk, hayetzia tachtayna, the bottom set of cells were chamesh ba'ama rachbo, were five amas wide. Vatichayna, the middle level was sheish ba'ama rachbo, was six amas wide. Vashlishis, and the upper level was sheva ba'ama rachbo, was seven amas wide.
Rabbi, it might be a little late for me to be asking this question, but we're talking here about all these measurements of the Bais Rishon?
This was by the Bais Rishon, correct.
Not yeah. Bais Rishon.
This was by the Bais Rishon. Now, it's interesting that some of the psukim quoted were from the Nevuah of the Yecheskel for the third Bais, but they applied to the Bais as well. Like, for example, the Nevuah that we had about that the southern door was never used was actually said by Yecheskel about the third Bais HaMikdash. Now, if you remember, we said that from the northeastern cell, there were five doors. One of those doors led to a ramp. There was a ramp that went from the northeastern cell, and that it turned the current Svinus Maravis to the northwestern side, Shebaha Ya'ilim Legagai Satoim. And from that ramp, there was a ladder that they went to the rooftop of the cells. Now, the actual Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim were two stories. There was the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim proper, and then there was an attic on top of the Kodesh and on top of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Now, from that attic, workers were lowered down a trap door in order to make repairs in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Hayayla b'masiba, they went up the ramp, upon of Lamarv, and faced the west, Hilech al kol pnei atzafin, they walked around the face of the entire north, until they reached the west, and then v'hafach pon of ledarim, then turned back to the south. Walked all the length of the west until he reached the south. Turned himself to the east, and walked in the south. And they went up a ladder until they found a door to the upper story. Shepiskal Shalaliyah, the door to the upper story was Pesuach Ladarm, was opened on the south side. Upapiskal Shalaliyah, Hayushtei Klonosa Shal Erez, there were two poles of cedar to demarcate where the Kodesh ends and where the Kodesh Kedoshim starts. On the upper floor, in other words, what area is directly above the Kodesh Kedoshim? Shebehem Oya Oilin Ligaga Shel Aliyah. From there they went to the roof of the Aliyah. V'rashi Pisposim, I'm skipping. Obepiska Shel Aliyah, and by the door of the Aliyah, Hayushtei Klonosa Shel Erez, there were two rungs of Erez, there were a ladder. They went to the rooftop of the second story. And there was poles demarcating where the Kodesh ends and where the Kodesh Kedoshim starts. And it was a trap door opened up in the second story, Lebeis Kodesh HaKedoshim. to the Holy of Holies. Shebehen ayu mishalshelin es umnim b'tevis. They would lower the workers in boxes where they did work, and they had like little eye holes to see just mamish what they needed to see. Kedei shelo yezunu eineyem mebeis kachei hakadoshim, so that they shouldn't feast their eyes on the full view of the Holy of Holies, which is only available to the Kohen Gadol. Otherwise, al yavoi b'chol eis el hakodesh, no one else could enter normally into the kodesh. Again, it's too early to count Svira, so remember that yesterday was 24, and the Afyomi tonight starts at 8:30.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.